It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Thanks for joining me today for some fresh oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and I'm so glad you joined me today for the program. Going to be talking today about a great subject, about the power of having a Christ-like attitude. Our text today is from the book of Philippians, the joy book, chapter 2, and Paul writes this in verse 5. He says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a cross." Today I want to talk to you about something that affects every single area of our lives, and that is our attitude. There's an old saying that says, your attitude determines your altitude. In other words, the way you think and respond to the situations in your life, it shapes your future. Have you ever noticed two people going through the same hardship, and yet one remains joyful while the other becomes totally bitter? What makes the difference? Well, I'll tell you, friend, it has to do with attitude. Today, we're going to take a look at three things in this sermon. We're going to take a look at the power of attitude. We're going to take a look at the example that Jesus gave us of a good attitude. And then we're going to talk about how we can develop this Christ-like attitude to make our day go better and our life go better. First, let's talk about the power of attitude. Your attitude, friend, affects every area of your life. The biggest way it affects is our relationship with God. Try coming to God with a bad attitude and see how close you get. It's pretty tough, friend. It affects our relationship with other people, your spouse, your children, the coworkers that you spend time with every day on the job. Your attitude affects your success or failure in life. Attitude shapes our perspective, the way we think about things. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, it bears this truth out. It says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." See, your thoughts shape your reality. If you focus on negative things, you will have a negative life. But if you focus on faith, on hope, and on love, your life will reflect those things. You know, there were two shoe salesmen, and they were sent to a remote village where no one ever wore shoes. The first salesman wrote back, and he said, "There's no market here. No one wears shoes." The second salesman wrote back, "Great opportunity. No one has shoes yet. We can sell to everyone." Okay, what made the difference? It was the attitude. How do you see the challenges that come in your life? Sometimes they're just opportunities. God is setting you up for a miracle or a breakthrough. Are you focusing on problems today, or are you focusing on opportunities? You see, a Christ-like attitude, it will see difficulties as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. Now, the second point I wanted to share with you was the fact that Jesus gave us an example of the attitude we should have as Christians. Paul tells us in Philippians 2 and verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, what kind of attitude did Jesus have? He had an attitude of humility. The Apostle Paul went on in verses 6 and 7, and he said, "Who," speaking of Jesus, "being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant." See, friend, Jesus lived a life of humility. Remember, he washed the disciples' feet. Though he was God, he humbled himself and he became a servant. He didn't demand recognition or power, but he willingly lowered himself to lift others up. There was a new employee at a large company once who stayed late working, and he saw an older man picking up trash and cleaning tables. Thinking he was the janitor, he said, "Sir, thank you so much for your hard work." The older man smiled and he said, "You're welcome." And the next day, the employee was shocked to learn that this janitor was actually the CEO of the company. You see, true greatness, it's found in humility. Jesus, the King of Kings, became a servant and served his disciples and everyone around him. Do you serve others today, or do you expect to be served? Is your attitude humble like Jesus, or do you seek recognition? See, a Christ-like attitude, it seeks to serve rather than be served. It doesn't do self-promotion. And then my third point was, how do we develop a Christ-like attitude? It's not enough just to admire the attitude of Jesus. We have to intentionally develop it. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 12:2, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Let's talk about three key shifts that help shape a Christ-like attitude. The first one is to choose gratitude over complaining. There are some people who just complain all the time. But listen, friend, gratitude changes your perspective. It turns a meal into a feast. It turns a house into a home. It can turn a stranger into a friend. There were two prisoners who looked out the same cell window. One saw bars and felt hopeless, but the other saw stars and dreamed of freedom. Same situation, but different outlook. You see, gratitude doesn't change your circumstances. It changes you from the inside out. Are you always pointing out what's wrong? Do you dwell on problems, or do you celebrate blessings? Gratitude is the fuel for joy in our life. Try starting your day with just listing three things that you're thankful for. Write them down and speak them out loud, and watch how your heart begins to change. Secondly, choose faith over fear. I love 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. It said, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." See, fear paralyzes, but faith empowers. Jesus faced rejection. He faced storms. He faced betrayal and eventually the cross. And yet he never lived in fear. His eyes were always fixed on the Father. Remember when Peter walked on the water? He did the impossible. I don't know anybody who's walked on water. But until he took his eyes off Jesus, Peter walked, and then he looked at the winds and the waves, and fear drowned his faith. You see, fear focuses on the problem. Faith focuses on the promise maker. Are you making decisions out of fear today or faith? What are you avoiding because you're afraid to fail? You see, friend, a Christ-like attitude steps out even when the circumstances look bad, even when the outcome isn't certain, because you're focused on God and His promises. Take one step of faith this week. Apply, forgive, speak up, and serve. Trust God with the results and let Him do that part. And then thirdly, in developing a Christ-like attitude, we have to choose love over offense. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, "Forgive," present tense, "as the Lord," past tense, "forgave you." Forgive as the Lord forgave you. See, we live in a world that's so easily offended, but Jesus calls us to be easily forgiving and not easily offended. The prodigal son wasted everything. Think about him. He dishonored his family. He dishonored his father. And then he comes crawling back. And the father didn't lecture him. He actually ran to him. He embraced him and he restored him. You see, that's what true love looks like. That's what grace looks like, my friend. Who do you need to forgive today? Are you holding on to a grudge that is poisoning your life right now and taking away your joy? You know, a Christ-like attitude says this, I'll choose love even when it's hard. Maybe write a name down that you're struggling to forgive this person. Pray a blessing over them. Send them a message or start that process of forgiveness today. And then thirdly, additional traits of a Christ-like attitude. How about this? Choose servanthood over entitlement. Jesus didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. In Matthew 23 and verse 11, he told his disciples this. He said, "The greatest among you should be your servant." On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. He could have given them a speech. He could have called the angels down, but instead, you know what he did? He grabbed a towel. What if we did the same? What if the very people who persecute us and attack us, what if we began to serve them out of love? See, we need to choose obedience over convenience. See, Philippians 2 verse 8 said, he became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. My friend, obedient isn't always convenient, but it is always rewarded by God. Let's wind this up today on Fresh Oil. Talking today about living with a Christ-like attitude. Now remember, attitude shapes your life. Jesus himself modeled the perfect attitude. Humility, faith, and love. We are called as his disciples to follow the example Jesus gave us when he lived here on earth. And here's the truth, friend. You can't do this in your own strength. It's impossible to do it ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to transform our mind and to empower our hearts. Will you choose gratitude instead of complaining? Will you walk by faith and instead of the fear that the devil is trying to pull you down with? I challenge you today. Will you extend forgiveness instead of holding an offense? Will you serve instead of being served? And if we do these things, we're really developing the attitude of Christ. See, friend, if we align our hearts with the attitude of Christ, we begin to experience an incredible amount of peace, joy, freedom, and even God's favor and favor of men in ways that we never could have imagined. Father, I just thank you today for those who listen to this program today. And God, I thank you for the example of Jesus that you gave us. Help us to lay down our pride and to pick up the humility Christ lived his life with, and help us to speak with gratitude, live with faith, and love without limits. Renew our minds today, God. Change our attitudes, and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Walk in grace, my friend.
If you enjoy the ministry of Fresh Oil, we invite you to check out Keith's books, which are available on Amazon.com. Keith has a memoir entitled, This Is My Story. In this book, he shares personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, as well as the battles he has faced as a pastor. Keith's book, Christ in the Seven Feasts of Israel, shares a picture of Jesus the Messiah, found in the ancient feast days God gave to Israel to celebrate. His book, The Grace Revolution, which Keith recently taught on Fresh Oil, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. For more information, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley Books.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.